This is Colorado Public Radio News in KRCC. I'm Vic Vella. Two Republicans will face off in a primary to challenge Democratic Senator Michael Bennet. State Representative Ron Hanks won a slot at the GOP Assembly yesterday, while businessman John O'Day petitioned onto the ballot. CPR's Benta Berklin reports.
Hanks was the only person among the six candidates to get enough support to make it on the Senate primary ballot at the State Assembly. He has made false claims about the 2020 presidential election, the centerpiece of his campaign.
I have been fighting this issue since day one, not the last few weeks when some candidates for Senate heard the thunderous crowds and decided it was a winning issue.
Democrats have already blasted Hanks as too extreme. I'm Benta Berklin, CPR News.
A bill that would add protections for Colorado elections workers is moving through the state capitol. The Associated Press reports a committee advanced the legislation last week after lawmakers heard testimony on escalating threats facing elections workers. Many workers say they've quit over the threats, which include the posting of election workers' home addresses on social media. Some officials say they confront staff shortages ahead of the June primaries. And the University of Denver men's hockey team made history last night. They won the NCAA championship, scoring 5 goals in the final period to beat Minnesota State 5-1. DU joins Michigan as the only schools with 9 hockey titles. This is CPR News.